Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
some of the best white Americans as far as race is concerned. Okay? But that doesn't say that I was never open to racial comments. You know, and things happen, right? But I never had an incident where someone personally came to me and did something to me that was racially charged, okay? But I understand. You know, I was 4 years old when Dr. King was shot, okay? So I grew up in a time where I was learning about civil rights. And so nowadays, when it's still a huge issue in America, sometimes some of these things start to turn your stomach, especially someone like me that's never been involved in something racially charged, like what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri. And when I think about this, I always think about, you know, I have two girls. I have a 19-year-old and a 13-year-old. And I always tell my girls, you know, you have to be careful. Things aren't the way you think they are. I don't think they'll ever be in our lifetime. Because people, not only white people, but black people as well, are teaching their kids to be racially negative towards other races. Okay? Think that you are superior to other races. Thing that happened in Ferguson, Missouri is tough. And I've been asking people, you know, why is it so sensationalized in America when a cop kills a black kid? Why is it so sensationalized? What I mean by sensationalized is, why is it all over the news? Everyone knows about it. This is worldwide. You got people from news reports from all over the world. People are coming here to see what's going on in America. They've all, you know, came in on this Ferguson, Missouri, investigating what's happening in America. I also found out that America is being investigated by the United Nations for this type of behavior, because so much is going on there in America. You can almost look in every city in America and find this type of an incident. Every city and find this type of an incident. Why? It's because people are still being taught these racially charged characteristics from the 60s. And I don't get that. Okay, I don't get that. I don't understand why people continue to teach their kids how to be racially biased towards others. I just don't get it. Because they have to engage with other races. I can see if you didn't have to be engaged with other races at all, none of your life. But we have to be engaged with each other. That's the only way this your city, your state, your country is going to survive. So what's happening in Ferguson is something that has to be addressed. It has to be addressed. I understand that. That's why I'm doing this show. 818-301-5834 is the number. You guys can try to get in on the show, but people going in and out of the show all the time, so keep calling. But here's my thing. Why is it so sensationalized? Why don't you hear about a cop killing a white kid on the street? Why is it always so sensationalized when a cop kill a black kid on the street? That's my question. Can anyone answer that for me? Why is it not sensationalized when a cop kills a white kid in the street? Is it so sensationalized when a cop kills a black kid on the street? I mean, white kids are stealing, robbing, all this, right? White kids, Latino kids, all kids from all aspects of life are stealing and robbing. Why is it so sensationalized when a cop kills a black kid? Do you know the answer? Can anyone call me and tell me the answer to that question? I haven't been able to get that answer yet. And I don't know why. I do know why. I'll tell you my reason. The reason is because it doesn't happen. They're treated different. And that shouldn't be the case. Everyone should be treated the same. In this day and age, in 2014, everyone should be treated the same. Now, you know, I don't understand the burning down places and the looting and all this tension between the crowds and the police. Crowds, you guys got to figure out how to march and do all this peacefully. Because when you start to get into the violence, when you're throwing stuff and shooting bullets and all this stuff, then, hey, the crowds are not going to win, okay? The police, the law enforcement is going to win, all right? They have the right to protect against violent protests. They have the right to try to control the crowd when it's violent. So that, you know, that's the reason why you don't hear about white kids being killed in the street. Because it's not happening. They're treated differently. Okay? Now, some facts about this case. Some facts about this case is that it was a white policeman and a black kid. Right? Now, another fact we found out is that they did have some type of struggle. Another fact is the young kid was trying to run away from the cop when the cops fired the first shot. From an eyewitness, it said he turned around and looked at the cop, held his hands up, not high, but held his hands up and walked toward the cop again after the first shot. And now the cop shoots him again and again. Now, we don't know why that happened. Okay? I don't understand why someone who, quote, unquote, supposedly stole some cigars from a store, unquote, that would be killed because he stole some cigars from a store. Another fact is that he did not steal the cigars. He paid for them. Someone else stole the cigars. That wasn't even him in the video that they showed. Okay? So, things are all jumbled up right now. And that's why I really didn't want to talk about this, because we don't understand everything that's happened yet. But there's no way in God's green earth that your kid should be able to go to the store, whatever he wants from that store, and come back home unharmed. There's no reason. I don't care if you're white, black, Latino, whatever. That could have been your kid laying in the street. But I guess not a white kid. But that could have been anybody's kid laying in the street. You know, I got to scratch my head about this because, I even heard a young white lady on CNN News. She was a guest on CNN. She said that she's never had the fear of the police of the police, but not being killed. That's never even entered her mind. She's never had that fear. But I guarantee you, when a young black kid gets stopped by the police, engages with the police in any kind of way, they have a fear immediately. I don't have a fear of the police because I try to do the right thing every day. I might get pulled over and get a ticket every now and then. Yeah, I get pissed off about that. But I'm not going to fight with the police while I'm there. I'm not going to curse him out when he comes to my car to give me a ticket. I don't want to do that. That's trouble. But I've seen many of, and I have some white friends, I've seen many of my friends engage with the police in ways that I wouldn't engage with the police. Okay? They'll curse them out, say anything they want to them. Give me your badge number, you SOB. You know, you're going to hear about this. Come on, man. But that's the way America is. You know, you can sit back and say, we're doing good. We got a black president and all this stuff. We're doing good. We've turned the corner on race relations. That's so far from the truth. People in Florence, another thing that I want to say is that there are 70% of the people in Florence are black. 30% or a little over 30% of the people in Florence are white or of a different race than blacks. Okay? Why is it such a disparity in the people in the police department? There are 53 police officers in Ferguson. There are only three of them are black. These are facts now. Only three of them are black. I don't know what the city offices are made up of. I don't know if it's predominantly black people that run the city government. I don't know if it's predominantly white people. I can give you my opinion. I think it's predominantly white. Why is that? That's because, you know, the African-Americans aren't getting out there and voting. 100% of African Americans voted in the last election of city commissioners, mayor, all that. Why is that? That's what I'm saying. If you want to change something, get in, go to the voting box. I'm sure there are competent black people that are running for these offices, but because you guys aren't getting out there voting, they don't get these jobs. So get out there and vote. Vote for who you want to be in office. Vote for who you want to be the sheriff or police, the commissioner. Vote for who you want to be the mayor. Oh yeah, they say, Frank, you know those that voting is rigged. Well, you're probably right, but at the same time, that's no reason not to vote. If you come out in droves, I guarantee you, if you go from 10% to 50% voting, those offices will change. Get out and vote. That's a big part of the problem. Start asking that question to some of these young black men that I come in contact with who are 20-something years old. When the last time did you vote? Are you registered to vote? That's a big problem. And if, you know, if you want to change something, change it in your city government. Get some change coming in through the city government. You know, y'all don't vote. So, you know, things are happening in Ferguson. And it's racially charged, yeah. Everyone's looking at it all around the world, yes. There's a big problem, yes. How do we solve it? I don't know. All I can do, I can talk. I got a voice here. I can talk to my kids. I got a voice there. Okay? They're not going to put me on CNN and talk to the world. Put me on the news and talk to the local community. This is as much as I can do. But maybe you guys will spread the word to some of your people that y'all need to get out and vote. That's my bottom line. Get out and vote. Now, what happens in Ferguson gonna happen. You know, whatever God got set for the guy that shot the kid, and they called him a murderer. I believe that's true. You don't shoot people six times and kill them. Okay. This guy was, one gunshot wound was to the top of the head. One gunshot wound was to the eye. For stealing some cigars, supposedly? Come on, man. Let's change this at some point. I gotta go. But tell me, guys, take care of yourselves. Be careful out there. Keep your nose clean. Because that's when you come in contact with the police. When your nose not clean. Have a good day.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. Me to say, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Come on, please, I'm gone. Forget to reach me by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how.
Already got people texting me already about the show. I'm sure I'll get hundreds of emails. And, you know, because, and I know my whole internet audience is gone now, but, you know, when you start to think about these things, it's tough on black people. It's tough on black people in America. And it's not going to get better, guys. I know I'm sitting here preaching to the choir, but it's not going to get better until we start to change things. We have to start to change things. And the way that we change things is through the power of the vote. That's what we have to do. We have to get out and vote for who we want to be in these offices. And I guarantee you, some things will start to change. You know, Obama has been able to change a lot of things for us. Not just black people, but because he's in there, he can change a lot of things that help not only black people, but white people as well. Because a lot of white people have been done the same way. But we have to be, we have to get out and vote and understand what's happening. That's our power right there. That's why Dr. King marched. That's why, that's the reason he marched, because of voting rights. That was his biggest reason right there. Because he knew that that was the way to change. That's the avenue to change. It's through the voting. You know, you vote for judges. You vote for sheriffs. You vote for commissioners. You vote for mayors. Why won't there ever be another white mayor in Atlanta? There will never be another white mayor in Atlanta because Atlanta is predominantly black. I don't know the percentages, but they're predominantly black. So anytime there's a black American that's running for office in Atlanta, if they have the right agenda, they're going to win. There's never going to be another white mayor in Atlanta. Now, the governor office, that's different because that's statewide. And you got more white people in the state than you do black. But, hey, I guarantee you, if a black governor steps up to the plate, if we have someone to run for governor that's black, he's going to give them a run for their money. But we got to get there. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. Have a great weekend. I think I'll be back tomorrow for Free Fall Friday. I'm not real sure. I'm trying to do some things. So I may have a show in the morning. I may not. You'll get my show notes. But I'm going to shoot for it. I may have to do a part two to this show because I know people are going to be after me. So take care, guys. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.